The latest from podnews.net. CES is going on in Las Vegas at the moment, and there's been lots of announcements of new platforms for podcasts, like Samsung TVs. They will soon have iTunes and Apple AirPlay 2 on them. Now, Apple AirPlay 2 allows you to beam your favorite podcast from your iPhone to your TV, much like Google Chromecast works. Or iHeartRadio. That will now be integrated into all kinds of things, including Roku, Google's Android TV and Android Auto, along with Bixby, Samsung's voice-powered digital assistant, and something called the Honda Dream Drive platform. iHeartRadio is only available in a few countries, including the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Spreaker has partnered with Airable. They're a company that provides manufacturers with a way to add internet media to their products. A press release says this will allow businesses to expand beyond music and easily connect to Spreaker's extensive catalogue of podcasts, and adds a collection of Spreaker's recommended shows will be available in dedicated content channels via the API. In case you're wondering how you become a Spreaker recommended show, well, it's something to do with new shows made in the last 2 months, the most downloaded shows of the last 2 months, and the best episode performances of the last two or three episodes. There's more details in the show notes and in our newsletter. Oh, and another thing from CES, Amazon is moving into the car. TechCrunch reports that Alexa will be part of Telenav, a connected car services provider. They announced Echo Auto in September, and they also announced at CES some form of chip with Qualcomm. Elsewhere, in Dubai, Amaya Creative has been formally launched. It's focused on brand partnerships for dedicated shows and better ad creatives. And it's part of Amaya FM, Dubai's first independent podcast network. Justin from Transistor, a podcast host, has written his 2019 podcast predictions. He sees growth for Spotify, doesn't see smart speakers as being very helpful for podcasting, and wonders whether this is the year Apple will start monetizing podcasts. Hot Pod's Nick Kwa has also written his trends to watch for podcasting in 2019. It's a 17-minute read, and there's a number of themes in there. Westwood One, a US broadcaster, has released data showing that audio ads and visuals are beneficial to advertisers. It's not something that podcasts do very much, apart from chapter images, possible in some apps, and Entail, a interactive podcast platform with an emphasis on visuals. The Australian Podcast Awards will open their popular vote category tomorrow. Watch their Twitter or Facebook pages. And How to Find a Great Podcast by Alberta Podcast Network's Karen Unland includes a set of tips of where and how to discover new things to listen to. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.